Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Tuesday of the third week of Easter. Today's theme, the courage to face persecution. Saint Stephen was the first person to die for Christ. His story, which today's first reading from Acts chapter 7, verse 51, and chapter 8, verse 1a, introduces, happened in Jerusalem around the year 35 AD. He was probably a Greek-speaking Jew and an enthusiastic member of the New Way. He was ordained by the apostles to become one of the first deacons, and he preached the truth about Jesus so boldly that it cost him his life. His courage to proceed in his ministry, no matter what earthly dangers he faced, came from staying focused on heaven and on his beloved Savior. Obviously, he overcame his natural desire to protect himself from the wrath of non-believers. His focus on Christ enabled him to love his enemies. Despite the intense pain of being stoned, he prayed, "Lord, forgive them," which impacted a zealous persecutor named Saul. Not long after that, Saul met Christ and experienced a complete conversion, becoming Saint Paul. As a result of Stephen's courage, Paul traveled extensively to start many churches. When do others see your courage for living and sharing your faith? You're probably underestimating how far-reaching your witness has been. Relics of Saint Stephen were discovered in the year 415 by a priest named Lucian. The priest was awakened one night by the apparition of a man clothed in white. The vision called him by name and asked him to go to Jerusalem to tell the bishop to open his tomb and the tombs of several other servants of God. This, according to the apparition, would lead many to conversion. Identifying himself as Gamaliel, the one who instructed Paul, he told Lucian that the body of Saint Stephen would be found outside the city beyond the northern gate. His body had been left exposed a day and a night, he said, without being touched, and then the faithful had carried it away secretly at night to his home in the country. The bodies of Nicodemus and other early believers would also be found. Lucian feared that the vision was false and that if he made it known, he would be ridiculed and persecuted. He prayed that if this message had come from God, it would be repeated. So Gamaliel appeared to him again. Still Lucian hesitated until a third message came. Finally, he obeyed. He found three coffins. Greek engravings identified them as Stephen, Nicodemus, and Abibas. News of the discovery attracted a large number of people, including the bishop. When they opened Stephen's coffin, a sweet fragrance filled the air. Many miracles and conversions occurred there. Whenever we fear being ridiculed and persecuted, we should proceed, forgive, and pray as Jesus did on the cross. Into your hands, O Lord, I entrust my spirit. Then it no longer matters what others do to us or think about us. Our focus is on heaven.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.